U.S. Muslims Still Under Siege. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. As President Obama made his public appearance with Turkish President Abdullah Gül on Monday as part of his first trip to a Muslim country, U.S. federal agents were preparing to arrest Yusuf Megahed in Tampa, Florida. Just 3 days earlier, on Friday, a jury in a U.S. federal district court had acquitted him of charges of illegally transporting explosives and possession of an explosive device. This was Obama's promise when meeting with the Turkish president.
Shape a set of strategies that can bridge the divide between the Muslim world and the West, that can make us more prosperous and more secure.
Acquitted by a jury of his peers, Yusuf Megahed thought he was secure back with his family. He was enrolled in his final course, which he needed to earn a degree at the University of South Florida. Then the nightmare he'd just escaped returned. This is his father, Samir Megahed.
Yesterday, around noon o'clock, I took my son to buy something from Walmart, which in Brisbane Downs. When we receive a call from our lawyer that we must meet him immediately for some reason. That's why we left the shop. And when we go to the parking lot, we found ourselves surrounded by more than seven people. They dressing normal clothes without any badges, without any ID, surrounded us and give me a paper and told me, sign this. Sign this for what? I asked him, this what? They told me you are going to take your son because we are going to deport him.
Yusuf Megahed is being held by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for a deportation proceeding. The charges are the same ones on which he was completely acquitted. In August 2007, Megahed and a fellow USF student took a trip to see the Carolinas. When pulled over for speeding, police found something in the trunk they described as explosives. Megahed's co-defendant, Ahmed Mohammed, said they were homemade fireworks. Prosecutors pointed to an online video by Mohammed said to show how to convert a toy into an explosives detonator. Facing 30 years behind bars, Mohammed took a plea agreement and is now serving 15 years. Yusuf Megahed pleaded not guilty. The federal jury in his trial agreed with his defense. He was an unwitting passenger and completely innocent of any wrongdoing. That's where ICE comes in. Despite being cleared of the charges in the federal criminal case, it turns out that people can still be arrested and deported based on the same charges. The U.S. Constitution protects people from double jeopardy, being charged twice with the same offense. But in the murky world of immigrant detention, it turns out double jeopardy is perfectly legal. Ahmed Badir, the president of the Tampa Human Rights Council and co-host of True Talk, a global affairs show on Tampa community radio station WMNF, focusing on Muslims and Muslim Americans, criticizes the pervasive and persistent attacks on the U.S. Muslim community by the federal government. He singles out the Joint Terrorism Task Force, or JTTF. He says that the JTTFs include not only federal FBI agents, but also postal inspectors, IRS agents, deputized local police officers and sheriff's deputies, any type of law enforcement. And when one agency fails to take down an individual, another agency steps in. He says it's like an octopus. When the not guilty verdict was read in court last Friday, Yusuf Megahed's father, Samir, walked over to the prosecutors. Badir describes what he did.
It started with many people. He walked over to the prosecution, the people that have been after his son for a couple of years now, and shook their hands, extended his hand. They shook hands with the prosecution team and the FBI themselves, and then also shook hands with the judge. The judge shook hands with Yusuf and wished him good luck in your future. And they thought that they were, you know, the case was over.
President Obama said in Turkey,
"We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens who are bound by ideals and a set of values."
Until Monday, Samir Megahed praised the justice system of the United States. He told me on Democracy Now.
I feel happiness, and I'm very proud because the working system, I feel happiness because the jury choose the right end for the bad story which upon my son for 2 years.
But on Tuesday, at a news conference after his son's ICE arrest, Samir Megahed said America is the country of freedom. I think there's no freedom here. For Muslims, there is no freedom. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.